It's that time of year again. Big sigh from a queer guy.
I was trying to think of something like strong words from a strong man.
Strong words from a strong man.
Yeah.
But, big sigh from your brown eye.
There you, yeah.
That's that what works. It's about.
I'm into it.
I'm telling you, I always forget how long it takes to get to the fucking hook.
Oh yeah!
Until I do shit like this, and I'm like, "Well, we got to hear the we got to hear the title."
Oh yeah!
Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I was trying to do. It's me, Casey, young Sheldon's number 69th fan, Stoddard.
Oh, 69th fan.
It's my favorite show.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Why are you, do you win anything for being the 69th fan?
Yeah, you get the 69, whatever that guy's name is, Jim Parsons.
We have a special guest on the podcast to join us.
That's right. That's right. They finally brought in a sports expert over here. All you football fans out there. That's right. This is Tony Cookie Crunch Crunk. I got the Cookie Crunch Campos. I got the sports lock crunch of the week. And we got sports predictions coming up. We got the New Brunswick Naval Monsters, and they just toppled the Tampon Bay turd burglars. Oh. And we got the Frankfurt feces fuckers, and they got baffled today at home by the Buffalo Dills.
Ooh, that's my team.
Oh yeah.
The Frankfurt feces fuckers?
Frankfurt feces fuckers. And then you know the crunch crunch lock of the week. Is the
crunch, crunch.
Yeah, it's a cookie crunch crunch lock of the week. It's the Pittsburgh Feelers. They got destroyed by the Vemus and Sabrinal Williams team. They just got destroyed. They got destroyed at home. That's once again, that's the cookie crunch lock of the week. Pittsburgh Feelers versus Venus and Cerebral Williams.
Cerebral. Yeah.
Cerebral.
I think it's pronounced Vaginus.
Oh, yeah. Penis and Vaginus Williams. Yeah.
Venus and Sabrinal.
See, I can't do it in that. Cerebral.
But when I go into the cookie crunch, Sabrinal.
All right.
I like the crunch, man.
Cookie crunch.
With the crunch, maybe deep outside of the crunch. We have Mr. Campos here.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. Yeah. This is my first and last time on the show. Probably not by my own choosing.
Hey,
but.
Hey, I'm for it already. I'm already having a good time.
I wasn't expecting those.
No, I didn't know you were bringing. I didn't know you were bringing the crunch.
Yeah, it's bringing a cookie.
Bringing the crunch.
Yeah, Tony Campos, cookie crunch. Lock of the week.
I wish I had a sound effect.
Ka-chink, like a fucking prison door like slamming.
Oh. We got a lot of farts.
I said no.
You got any door slamming? No.
Are
you sure you don't? I said no.
We got to say cookie crunch.
It's the Tony Campos cookie crunch. Lock of the
week. There you go.
That'll work. That
it's so
works.
Delayed.
Yeah, I know.
It's the cookie crunch.
Fuck. All right, one more time. Do it again.
For all of you still listening out there,
no one listens.
It's the Tony Campos cookie crunch lock of the week.
Once again, the over-under on the Pittsburgh Feelers against Venus and Cerebral Williams.
Oh, Pittsburgh Feelers has got to be one of my favorite, yeah, like that, yeah. favorite sports teams.
It's a Pittsburgh, and don't forget about the Tampon Bay.
Yeah.
The Tampon Bay fucking ears versus the Frankfurt feces fuckers.
The Red Sea.
It's all there. Black and white. Clear as crystal. You got
black and white players only.
Well, oh. well, 70% of the league, but you know,
they sound like team names from Blitz, NFL Blitz. You remember that game?
Yeah, I don't they had fake team names?
No, but there's one
did eventually.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But one for like PlayStation where you could give your players steroids and shit.
Oh yeah.
Remember
what?
That one? Yeah. They came out with one where I think it was called NFL Street. Was it?
No, it was they brought it back, and it was NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
It was because by the way, this is the video game segment of the of the show, and mods and computers and fuck faces. No, they did NFL Blitz for the 64, which was like ported.
That's the one I remember.
It was like ported from like an arcade game.
Yeah, the arcade
to 64,
game's fun.
And then they turned ESPN 2K into Blitz after they lost the contract to EA Sports.
Oh, really?
EA Sports got an exclusive contract with the NFL to do...
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so they're like, well, fuck you. We're going to fucking bring back Blitz, and we're going to have the Assassins and have fucking O.J. Simpson on a team. And like,
they had O.J. Simpson on a team?
Dude, they had... I don't know if his name was O.J., but he was the Juice or something.
Yeah, they had another guy named Ron Mexico, which is apparently an alias that Michael Vick would use.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Tony told me about that.
Oh, yeah, dude. If you Google Ron Mexico, Michael Vick's picture comes up. It's like that trick. Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Do it again for me.
It was a fun game though. Yeah, you could give like your players steroids and shit, and like you could like pay the refs and stuff. It was fucking bonkers.
For the PlayStation one?
Yeah, it was bonkers, man.
I think I only played the N64 and I only threw Hail Marys.
Oh yeah, obviously.
That was
the bomb.
Fucking day.
And then, I just love that you could like give you like after you tackle someone you could give them like the people's elbow.
Really?
You could beat the shit out of people. Yeah. Man.
Oh, I might try to find that and dust off the busty dusty PS2.
Yeah.
Blowing some cartridges.
Yeah.
I'm about to start your game.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, bringing Timmy into this conversation. Oh,
it's good. It's all good.
Bunch of Michigan boys with their... What was that?
I don't know. Some Hitler shit.
Yeah. That's not good.
They can't see it.
It's
fine. Do you guys know how sports betting works?
No.
No, not a clue.
I never understood like over-under or anything like that.
I just thought I'd bring it up because, I don't really understand it either. And it's... Apparently, I looked a little more into it today. There's three things you can do. There's like there's the point spread.
Yeah. Like okay.
There's the line. And
excuse me.
Then there's the point spread, and then there's the money line.
Yeah.
Over under.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys. I've never bet.
No,
me neither. I know some people who are into it. But yeah, I know you can take the over under or you can take the spread, whatever that means. I don't know what it means though.
Yeah. I waste my money well enough as it is. I would not see myself winning anything with that shit either.
Yeah.
And then it would just, I don't know. I guess maybe it might make the game fun. I'm betting Buffalo Dills all day.
Oh yeah.
Buffalo Dills.
When we go to Buffalo Wild Wings and fucking bring kill pickles.
Just jars of kosher dills.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's time to spear.
Oh, it's my team.
Oh no. Oh, it's the signature move. NFL Blitz, Buffalo Dills.
Yeah.
The spear.
There's a couple of retards sitting over in the corner of the bar and they're munching on dill pickles.
Oh yeah, baby.
Show me the brine. It's brine time.
Oh, yeah. If you've never looked into the Bills Mafia.
Brine, I'm dying.
Oh, yeah. Definitely check that out. Tony told me about that.
The Bills Mafia.
Yeah. The Buffalo Bills fans are like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They love power bombing each other on fucking like
really?
on Rubbermaid tables.
Oh, nice.
you know, which may or may not be engulfed in gasoline.
Usually,
yeah,
engulfed in
fire. Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you ever been to Buffalo?
I would like to go someday.
It's not good, man. It's like a, it's like legit, like a really depressing place.
I'm sure it's not any more depressing than the actual, like, New York City.
It's, I bet you there's just nothing to do in Buffalo, yeah, like, at all. Yeah, it's also every picture and anything I've ever seen from Buffalo, it looks just gray.
Yeah.
It's
like
the grayest city.
It's super fucking cold in the winter. Like, I have some family around there. And there's just nothing there. And it's just fucking, it's just dull.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just looks like a fucking, the Depression era.
They're all fired up. They gotta get warmed up by butt fucking on hoods of people's cars.
Oh, yeah.
Butthole eating at the line.
Buffalo Bills fans, real butt fuckers, these guys.
You guys seen that, there was a headline that was like, it was like butthole eating at a Lions tailgate. You didn't see that? Like, there's a picture of it. This guy is just, he has a girl bent over the hood, and he's just eating her ass, man.
Are you sure that's a Lions game and not the Bills?
No, it was Lions.
They probably pulled that move, though.
Oh, yeah. That's... There's a good video of...
Jim Kelly eating ass.
There's a good video of a dude butt chugging out of a lady's crack, and it's like, you know, in the...
Oh, porn... Yeah, the ice luge. It's the crack... The crack...
Everybody knows it tastes better that way anyway.
Crack Creek.
The Nile?
Oh, Crack Creek.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was trying to think of a name for the drinking off of someone's butt crack. The,
I don't know.
The,
whatever. I'm trying to think of Niagara Falls. But yeah. Like,
Brown Niagara Falls.
Sure, why not?
Brown Eye.
That's not bad.
That's pretty all right. Brown Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
It sounds a little sketchy. But
I give it a 6 out of 10.
He needs some milk.
Oh, fuck.
Christ.
Just a bunch of fucking retards.
Yep. Speaking of retards.
He's retarded or something.
I heard he's retarded or something. Let's get to the official...
Oh yeah,
wouldn't.
Is that first?
It is first.
It is first, right?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
No, you're fine. It's all right.
Where are we getting to? We're getting to the.
Hi. Think we're gonna fly. I think we're gonna get by, just fine without you, baby.
Do do do.
They wouldn't fuck me, baby. And that's all with that one.
Yeah. We're never on the same page when it comes to that.
I was like, that's why I paused. I was like, hearing your little beat, I was like, what's he going to do with it?
No. It sounded really good to me.
My
first time, though.
Saucy boy.
We've lost it to you guys before.
We've had some better ones, I think, but they usually had some wetter ones.
What happens is they never start out on the same page, but then Kuban usually takes them. I'm just like,
I think it was when he was making like a hip hop beat.
Yeah.
And then it started like
fine. Fuck me.
And then I started doing some like country weird, like,
not a lot of rehearsal going on.
Yeah.
I appreciate your face when you're singing. There's a lot of passion in your face.
Oh, thank you. I was getting deep into it.
Not
into anyone else, though. Just
Well, because they wouldn't fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, daddy.
You got to leave right now. That's house rules, buddy.
Like I said, first and last
first
time.
First and last. Sorry, I wouldn't fuck them.
Yeah. My first, my last, my everything.
wiping butter.
Well, wipe your ass after you fucking pour some fucking Colt 45. Yeah,
why don't you wipe my butt and then take a shit? Wipe my butt and then take a shit.
Yeah, I mean...
You dumb bitch.
If you guys ever get the chance, go check out Tim Allen's stand-up.
Circa 1992.
Circa 1992.
I was at Shears the other day.
Shears.
Looking at a power drill. Oh. I got that motherfucker down.
What are you doing? Take that little faggy pattern off.
Oh my god, man, he's crazy.
I'm gonna wipe my butt and take a shit.
That's still the fucking best.
That's like one of my favorites. It was there's an Eminem song too where he says lick my butt in it. He says kiss my butt.
Kiss my butt.
And it's just, he goes, kiss my butt. Lick from under cheese from under my nuts.
I don't know that song.
Yeah.
It's like
so funny because he goes from like saying all this heinous shit and then he's kiss my butt. It's so fucking funny to me. I'll find it sometime. I think it's on one of the Relapse ones that nobody likes that album.
Was he Eminem or was he Marshall Mathers?
I think he was Eminem. Lick my butt. lick from under cheese from under my nuts. I'm into
oh,
it.
Oh, he's dying.
Oh, no. All right. You want to start us off there?
Yeah, I was looking for a sound effect, but I can't. Oh, here we go.
You got
say butt again.
Kiss my butt.
Shut your butt.
Shut your butt.
That's all.
Shut your butt.
Yeah, that was worth it. That was worth it. No, it wasn't.
You're loco, man.
Okay. This first one is Bella Thorne. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I gave her the old Amity Spill horror all over her tits, you know? Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, sure.
Amity Spill horror.
Yeah. She was in a movie. Apparently, they made another Amityville horror movie. Guess how much money it made at the box office.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, I'm going to guess they made it for about $20 million, and I bet it grossed about $15
million?
Yes.
$742.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Like, I didn't
It doesn't even,
even
sound real. Like, yeah. That doesn't sound like no. something that yeah, yeah. can That's, exist.
Yeah.
I saw it on the Twitter sphere, so it's got to be real.
I think you can get, like, one of those, like, fucking sweet, like, Mercedes, like, Land Cruisers for that much.
$742. Yeah. That's all they made. Not million.
No, yeah.
Oh.
I think for the same exact price, I think you can get one of those like sweet, like, you know, like it's a push, it's a lateral move.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Sure, I'll buy it.
I gotcha.
It's not the over or the under. It's the it's a push. It's when
it's bringing
the,
it back
it's the
to
line.
Sports betting.
Breaking. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey, listen, I get it.
It's a crunch.
It's the crunch.
It's the crunch. Right? The Pittsburgh Steelers are coming into town.
So we are clearly
stupid.
A couple
Retarded.
Of fellows that most people wouldn't fuck.
Be single for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, Tony, do you happen to
you got any there?
Live in that realm as well?
Yeah, people who wouldn't fuck me? Yeah. Oh, well. Let me tell you.
He just pulled out like a book the size of a dictionary.
Yeah.
Well, I do have my list here. I have a couple.
We'll start with one and then we'll go around.
Sure. Yeah. I have Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah, she wouldn't fuck me even if my pubes were as curly as Justin Guarini's crunchy moosed out hair.
Hey, it's the crunch. It's the crunch.
From Justin to Kelly, not fucking Tony.
From Justin Insider to Kelly's Spider, there you go. Thank you.
Spider, yeah.
I don't know.
That was a pretty good one. That was a good one. I like that.
You guys don't need a soundboard if you have me. I'll just do all of them.
We do want to get like an intern. Well, I mean, like we have to get like a following first, but just have someone to sit
doing the soundboard instead of us having to look for it.
Or yeah, we'll just, you know,
I mean,
write down the titles and shit.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not good at that.
You guys wouldn't have to... Well, you would just fillet a squish sandwiches. That's all I'd ask for. Yeah. It's just...
Oh, they're such a succulent, tasty snack.
Oh, did you just play a little more Ghost Whispers?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
We got it's more on the for sound you guys, board. Too. It'll come together.
Yeah, that's some... Oh, man, I got to meet those guys in real life.
We're trying to track them down. But
they live in Mississippi,
I can't tell how old they are by the tapes.
Yeah.
So we're trying to piece together. I think once we play a couple more, we tend to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping by like maybe a couple more through.
They're really...
Ooh, I almost just shit my pants.
Yeah, that was a little hop.
We might have to call the Ghost Whispers in.
Oh,
man.
No. Oh, that snake.
There's succubuses, man. Ooh. They'll go up in your butthole and fucking... They'll yank the turds out. Right?
Speaking of fucking succubuses.
Casper hands, man.
We found this fucking haggard-ass gif from this Clive Barker movie.
Oh, boy.
If you're into watching something that's going to fuck you up a little bit, there's this gif of... Just type in ghost rape. And,
it's awful.
It's awful. It's so terrifying.
And I have a pretty high tolerance for the terrible.
Yeah.
And it's...
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough. So, I don't know. Check that out.
Just word of advice, don't make fun of the Book of the Dead.
No.
Yeah, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
And that's the end of that story.
But...
Well, speaking of,
you can have the pussy, just save me the hole.
Speaking of the hole, I got a wouldn't fuck me here. It's Carla Gugino.
Oh, I like her.
She's from like Sucker Punch, and she was just in Gerald's Game, and she was in
Sin City.
Best, you know, the one with Jet Li.
Oh, really? Wow, I did not know that.
Also, that fucking movie has
Killer
like,
Joe, dude.
Killer Joe. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
She's Yeah. Who's she? No, that's Gina Gershwin. My bad.
Gina Gershwin.
First frame of Gina Gershwin in that movie is a close-up on her bush.
Yeah, yeah. That movie's fucking dope.
I love that movie.
Yummy!
That the one has like one of the coolest fucking soundtracks, so it's like all Linkin Park and fucking...
DMX.
Like, that song is probably played like three different times right before there's about to be a bunch of ass kissing, kicking.
Ass kissing and ass...
What do they say in fucking... Demolition Man, where she tries to swear, lick my ass, or I'm gonna lick his ass. And he's like, ooh, kick my ass.
I would have to go back and.
I think she says, lick my ass.
Lick his ass, he bass.
I remember.
I like that.
Dennis Leary in that movie.
Oh boy,
like,
Dennis.
I want to cover my body in green jello and fucking run through the streets if I want to. Like, that's a society I want to live in.
Jello Man.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Yeah,
I just don't want to see Dennis Leary doing it.
I want to do a segment where we gay up movies. And,
oh yeah,
and so we just change dialogue. Lick his ass, Steve.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll write it down.
All right, so Carla Gugino, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I fucker punched her.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
yeah. Is that movie good?
Punch. I like it.
Okay,
it's just, it honestly is just like a long ass music
video.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it's like his passion project.
Yeah,
yeah, like that's what he got to make after he made, you know, 300 and all that other shit.
I think it's fucking neat.
Yeah,
I think it's really. Cool.
I'd like to rewatch.
Didn't
see it.
Nope.
I don't know if you would like it, Tony. I don't think you would.
I don't like a lot of things.
Yeah, really. I don't either. But yeah.
Speaking of not liking a lot of things.
I got another one. Carla Gugino. Oh. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was the Moonlight Man.
Ooh.
Moonlight Man from Gerald's Game?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That guy was weird.
Moonlight.
Do you see that movie?
Moonlight Man.
Tony?
Didn't see it.
It's pretty good.
I plead the fifth. You're going to be watching a lot of new shit on that 50-incher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so...
That sweet new dildo you got.
Yeah, I don't... Sidebar. I don't mean to take us off topic here, but...
We do it enough.
Yeah. I want a costume. Halloween! Happy Halloween!
It was me!
Cute! I want a 50-inch flat-screen television. It's the first flat-screen television I've ever owned, and I've yet to pick it up.
Going from the boob tube to the thin lube tube.
But I had a lot of help from Mr. Kuban here. He helped me make a really good outfit. I went as Richard Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
So. But he's gay.
That fits pretty well. There you go. But he's gay. I mean, he's Richard Simmons. Yeah. I mean, he's...
I mean, give me your money.
Excuse me, ladies.
Hello. Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
No, that was, it was a lot of fun. I did a lot
of, it
was
a good costume.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were a good character.
I'd like to think that's
lived
where
it up.
I won it, but the shirt, it helped. It helped a lot.
I mean,
and that's all.
I love all the smoke. Wait, what is it? Get smoke going up my ass?
Yeah. Smoke blowing up your ass?
Yeah, is that's like being
someone like sucking your cock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you ever do like pitches on the show for your clothing line?
Pitches?
Like, oh like,
yeah. I tell them about the line all the time. Nobody listens to me.
It's Maury's clothing and junk. It's the crunch.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Week.
I need to get the fucking crunch in here.
I like that, yeah.
Tony Campos Cookie Crunch. It's the only clothing line I wear.
Cock of the week.
It's the clock of the week.
Clock cock. It just,
I like that.
Your dick just ticks, yeah. Ticks away.
It's what? Like that fucking, it's like in Hook.
Oh, fuck.
That was a...
That hit hard.
Yeah, that was one of us.
Sorry.
That was fine.
I like that, though. What time is that? I don't know. Let me check my cock. Tick, 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 tick. All right, you got another one?
Yeah. Another lady...
ladies
Melissa Joan Hart
ooh.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I Melissa boned her fart.
Oh, her fart box.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Way, Jose.
But,
oh, I'm not
sure,
on the
push
page.
One. Oh.
Oh, we did that.
Yeah,
thing,
it's,
yeah,
that's a hard.
That's a hard
queen.
Fart box. Yeah,
that's a lot of.
She just directed a movie too.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's a Lifetime movie. I would have to look it up. But
okay, it counts.
That makes
sense. Yeah, it's It's about witches, and the great Angelica Houston is in it.
Wait, it's about witches?
It's about witches, yeah, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Salem, no!
Who should we get to direct this Lifetime movie? What's it about? Oh, it's about witches. I know just the girl. She knows plenty about witches.
A lot.
Listen, we couldn't get Salem the cat, so Melissa, you're next.
He hung himself.
Yeah. He's got 7 seasons worth of experience.
And a movie. Sabrina.
Sablemer. What, Sabrina.
You got another wouldn't fuck me there?
Oh, who?
How many do you have?
I just have 2 more. I mean, they're not.
Save them for the next cast, yeah. Then.
Oh,
I'll do one more, and then save the 2 for the next cast.
Do people still do that? Do people
swing?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I didn't ever like that movie.
No,
either.
I thought it was overrated.
He doesn't like anything.
I didn't care for.
No, it's been replaced by. Come harder just because. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what you yell when you see a hot lady across the bar.
Lady, hey, ladies!
I said no.
Oh, geez. That was
yeah,
not weird. Okay.
That's what most of them say to yeah, me too. Yep.
Hey, ladies!
No.
All right, let me finish this off here.
That, yeah.
This last wouldn't fuck me here is
oh boy,
Roxanne from the Goofy movie.
Oh,
the girl, you know. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a boner, because she's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I was gonna say boat, but I didn't.
I got it.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
I think we should. That's bring a it good back. One. I think yeah. even if yeah. the movie is not that successful, we should bring it back.
I'm okay yeah. with that completely.
You can like gyrate your fucking hips around at the ladies that won't fuck you.
Hey.
Swing and a miss.
You want to know what time it is?
Swing.
That's check my new pickup line.
Cock clock.
What did people ever do that to you? Where they'd be like, "Hey."
Oh yeah, they give you the old Texas belt buckle.
They put their dick on their wrist and they're like, "Oh look at my new watch."
Oh dude, yeah. No.
That
no,
one and
no,
then
No. I was not.
People
I,
would
not
be like,
cool.
"No,
look at my belt buckle and it'd be their nuts."
Yeah.
I have no respect for anyone who fucking drunk or not. If you fucking pull your dick or your nuts out of your zipper and like think it's cool at a fucking party, I don't care how old you are. Just you need to. You're done.
Well, I was going to say.
He's nutting out.
Yeah. I feel like that the movie Waiting definitely contributed to
that. Oh, yeah. They fucking added to it.
Well, my cousin one time was doing in that movie, they talk about the goat where you tuck your dick back and shit and then you just bend over.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing that to his buddy. And like they're like, "Oh, like fucking Kevin's coming down the stairs. Get him with the goat." Like when he comes into the room and he did it and the kid's mom ended up coming through.
Oh boy.
So, yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yummy, Kevin, I brought snacks. Yeah. Oh, looks like you already got a couple sausages in your ass.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're taking a break this episode from Joke of the Gay because we have a special guest on. So that's the trick. That's the treat of the cast. So we're not going to be doing those, but we're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of a bit of a plumpers.
There's a little more to love than a plumper, because there's a little more plumper to love. There's a little more to love than a plumper, because there's a little more plumper to love.
Good food, great fun, always up to one.
Look for plumpers in the new blue package.
A little more to love.
Oh, a little more loving for the, what is it?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Oh, she is an old Dubuque hot dog. Yeah. Old Dubuque.
I would still plumper.
Real plumper.
Yeah dude.
Plumper, plump the plumper.
Yeah dude.
They plump when you cook them.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go.
Why not?
What know? What is it? What's more cushion for the pushing?
Yeah.
More plumping for the humping.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, we did humping. It. Old Dubuque. I know you're out of you're out of the hot dog game now, but get into the chubby ladies game.
Yeah.
Ladies, chubby ladies.
I bet she's a good fuck too. I bet she really. Dude, I bet she is. I bet she like squats on it. I bet she like really holds you down, chokes you a little bit.
I hope so.
Yeah, she chokes you a little bit.
Yeah, dude.
I want American Idol.
Just stares you in the eye.
Yeah.
Since you've been gone. Yeah.
Oh, dude. No, it'd be like rodeo
style. I can breathe for the first.
Yeah. And he's like, uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to come. Yeah. Sit next to you on the sheets. Here's my dong. Since you've been. My dick is so long.
That's yeah,
so dumb.
Oh, speaking of,
yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah, that's a good transition.
Yeah, I think
good old.
What I'm pretty sure it's since you've been gone, so this isn't
is
as much of a mystery. But I always forget what the lyrics are to that. Tony, I think you know how that song goes.
Oh yeah, really? Yeah,
pretty well, right?
If I recall, I mean, I'm just thinking of Kelly Clarkson, like fucking,
fucking trying to fuck me.
Yeah, dude, like squatting.
I bet you she's a little mean.
I read that penile fractures happen the most in that position too.
Oh, reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah dude.
Especially
yeah.
when like you got a big old plumper, like
big old plumper.
Yeah, but no, yeah. I think the lyrics.
Yeah, your dick's not it's not made for it.
No, because well, I mean. If with a plumper, it seems like it'd be better because there is more cushion.
Yeah,
with the pushing.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's gonna help.
No, it's just more weight.
Yeah, I was gonna say in
more
that area.
Weight.
Yeah, yeah, but if she's really like,
yeah,
like really like.
Dave Attell had a really funny joke where he's like, "Reverse cowgirl, you got to have a big dick to be doing that position, because otherwise it just looks like she's getting up to leave."
That's pretty good. I like
he's
that.
The fucking best.
That shit scares the fuck out of me, though. I saw some I saw some thing where Dennis Rodman talked about how
he broke his dick
twice. And
playing basketball?
It was just, no. Yeah.
Playing mad defense.
Yeah.
He's the defense boy.
Well, yeah.
He was getting a rebound, and the ball hit him right in the cock and broke it.
Carl Malone came right down.
Carl Malone don't know nothing about no internet. All Carl Malone know, ball go in and
from breaking the rod man's dick.
He did have Isaiah Thomas on a couple of his... Hi, Dennis.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if it happened.
He said that there was a shitload of blood. And I was like,
oh, really?
A dick
yummy!
A dick load of blood, yeah.
Oh, man.
It freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, I had a thing like the next morning for after doing some reverse cowgirl, like my dick was like numb. And I was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, it was bad.
I don't know why that sounds so funny when a guy says I was doing some reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up the next morning and I was doing some reverse cowgirl. Yeah.
You know,
I was smoking my Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
I had my hat on.
Yeah. After I had my Bush beer.
Yeah. Put on my chaps.
No, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I was like, my dick was like, hurt. It hurt. Like, my whole groinal area just hurt. And I was like, yeah, I can't do that again.
Is that all you were doing?
No, but like it was like
no,
like,
I was doing all of them.
No, we did the whole Kama Sutra. No, but it was like I don't know, probably like a couple minutes.
Yeah,
like it was to the point where I was like, this hurts.
Did the whole Kama Sutra. Yeah.
Slam town. We went to
front to back and then back to front.
Do you know how many pages are in that book?
69.
Oh, no fucking way.
No, I have no clue. Yeah.
I'm so gullible.
God damn.
No way.
Oh,
my goodness. They called it, man.
Some things just work out perfect.
Well, yeah.
Back to the thing, the matter of lyrics.
I believe Kelly Clarkson's Kama Sutra song, her bestiality, which is still highly frowned upon, which I don't know why, but I believe it goes, "You fucked all my dogs, and now I can queef for the first time. Fucked all my dogs, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, I've got a hard on."
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
"You queefed on my lungs." Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. That's like the fucking greatest, the funniest fucking thing to me is like... hanging out and be like, "There's fucking Cindy. Yeah, why are you so mad at her? Weren't you guys friends for a while?" "Yeah, fucking bitch shows up to my house the other day, just squats out on the lawn and takes a big old queef on it."
"Threw my clothes on the lawn and then queefed on him." I like it.
Oh, I'd like that. That's some good payback stuff.
Yeah.
Ladies, ever mad at your
ladies.
Your boo? Ladies. ever mad at your boo, just take a front poo on the lawn.
wait, you talked about this before. I don't know if you talked about it on
little
the show.
Duster custard.
You were talking about this before, and I'm not sure if you ever mentioned it on the show, but
guys can't fart out of their dicks.
Yeah, guys can't dick fart.
That's not
ladies,
fair.
Ladies have it locked down, like genital farts locked down.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. We talked about it on here once, but it was it's the idea of, is a queef a genital fart or is a queef a pussy fart?
Yeah,
like the definition, because someone calls it a queef, but they're you know, guys don't dick fart, so there's no like.
I wish that'd be fucking funny,
be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that last.
It would not. It would not be good if dudes could dick fart. Yeah. There'd be you would never get fucking laid ever, because anytime someone was going to like blow you or something, you would just make.
Oh, I did not mean to hit that. Sorry. I legit didn't mean to hit that. I was going to hit another thing.
Yeah, well, okay.
I was going to say, I remember that girl you dated and you had a really cute nickname for. It was a...
They call me Queen La Queefa.
Queen La Queefa. Yeah.
Whoa.
I saw her on the lawn once and I was like, oh no, god damn it. I was like,
that's whoa, was... big cans on this queefa. Whoa, big cans on this queefa.
Why is that so good?
I don't know.
Oh my
god. The guys from Entourage are here.
Shyamalan twist.
That was a fucking mess.
Shyamalan with ding dong twist.
Shut up, fuck boy. I was dick farting in your mom last night.
Yo. Oh, man. Did you just dick fart in me?
You know it.
You know it.
You know it, baby. Shut up, fuck boy. I was dick farting in your mom last night.
Just, you know it. Yeah.
Dude, okay, well, God. Me and Kuban have talked about this. So I, like, this was a weird thing. Like, so this kid in my high school, he could suck in air. He would, like, get on the ground and, like, arch his back, or he'd throw his legs over his head, and he could suck in air and then just rip farts. And then he taught, like, 10 people.
I don't get how you teach
it. Because he was trying to teach me, and I just couldn't do it. But, like, when he would suck it in, it would sound like farts. And then he would just fucking rip him, man.
Inward
like,
singing.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a... Was that... Did you ever experience that?
Oh, no.
I don't think I had a friend that could do it.
Yeah, that guy's a priest now.
Oh.
But, yeah.
He gave those farts to God.
Yeah, I also saw him shove a breadstick up his butt and then eat it.
What the fuck?
And I was like, that's not where the body of Christ
goes,
buddy.
No, but this sounds about right, though. If we've learned anything from fake news...
It's true.
Yeah,
wait a minute, guys. Let me butter this breadstick real quick before I eat it.
Oh. It might have been a cheese stick, you're right. I think it was from Domino's. But it was at a
Bosco,
birthday party.
Bosco stick.
It doesn't make a difference.
It's still
frowned upon by the Lord.
I remember looking at my buddy Mitch and I was like, why is he doing that? And he's like, because someone dared him. I was like, who dared him? And he's like, I don't know.
The guy with the breadstick?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I think he just dared himself.
Jonathan, how of our faith? Yeah. Do you have faith in me enough to stick this breadstick up your fuckhole?
The body
right
of Christ.
In the juice catcher.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, he took God's dick.
Yeah, that's communion.
Body of Christ is bread, right?
Yeah.
So he took the whole...
He took God's dick.
He took the whole dog. That's actually...
He took the Lord's main vein. Something with
vein
main
pain.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. He took the Lord's vein and pain. Oh, my God. That's a title if I've ever heard one.
Cheese-filled.
Cheese-filled.
Oh, he's down. Shit. He's down for the count. He's down.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
I think I spelled vein wrong, but
it's okay.
V-E-I-N. I spelled it wrong.
Yeah. I before E, except after T. Mm-hmm. I think that's the old.
except after you put the Lord's D in your B.
P.
But, oh, my God.
All right.
I got this weird...
I got this
song that's been in my head, that's been stuck in my head. I can't figure out what the title is, but I only have like a piece of it.
I gotcha.
It's just like one part of the song. It's like, this is what it smells like when jizz dries.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, that's boom, the melody.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
And this is what it smells like when jizz dries.
Yeah.
Show some respect.
I got nothing.
You think
show some respect?
Yeah, you got any fingerprints on?
I think it's Freddie Prince.
Freddie Prince.
Is it?
I think that was his. He released
is that his
an
son?
Album. Freddie Prince Jr.
Yeah. Right? Has no one pointed that out before?
Have we just come up with this? We just busted this
fuckhole wide open. Call it Jizz Catcher.
This is a Jizz Catcher. That's what Jizz Catcher. What did I used to call my ass?
Purple
the...
pain.
Purple vein.
Yeah. Purple vein.
How's your show about butt fucking? It's great.
It's great, man. We're doing the Lord's work.
Why don't you go baptize yourself in the waters of Lake butt fucking Tonkas.
Badonka donka.
Yeah. There you go. That was good.
Butt fucking badonka.
Butt fuck a donka donka.
Yeah, there you go.
You just said butt fucking donka. I love the idea of like, listen to how clever Casey is. You just add the ending, but you just say butt fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's going to butt fuck a butt. That's what it translates to.
It's funny. Butts are funny.
Oh, boy.
This is a Hall of Fame episode with butt fucking. There's a lot of butt fuck.
I feel like this is what speaking it's like every fucking, time.
Yeah. It's pretty close.
Speaking of butt fucking, I had this one song stuck in my head. It's like I'm a gay ass, I'm a gay ass. I'm a gay ass, I'm a gay ass. I'm a gay ass, I'm a gay ass, I'm a gay ass. Yeah, I don't know. It's something like that, though.
Oh, I'm a gay ass.
Yeah, no, okay, I was going to say, it felt like there was a part missing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a gay ass.
Yeah.
I'm a gay ass, I'm a gay ass.
I know that song well.
It's a fun one.
My dad used to play it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we know when.
Oh, no. We know when.
Bum, 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 bum.
I got this one that's like...
fucking Price is Right. He's yeah, Jacob, the time is right.
Yeah. Anytime he put that song on, I was like, oh, here we go.
He just comes in with his... He licks his finger. Oh, yeah, the weather's just right for some butt fucking.
Oh, no.
He pulls his finger out of his own ass.
There you go, yeah.
Puts it in the air.
Yeah.
Yep. Wind is just right.
He rips out some ass hairs and tosses them in the air.
He licks his finger that farts on his finger and is like, oh, yeah. All right.
It's butt fucking time. Watch out, boys. It's butt fucking time.
Oh, my God. This episode is real heavy.
This episode is brought to you by butt fucking.
That was a. Do you remember when you and Ortega came?
It's cool again. Everybody does it.
Do you remember when you and Ortega were down in Chicago and we did that open mic? And after your set, that host had a really weird voice, and he's like, that was a dick heavy set.
Oh yeah,
can't say it wasn't. That's a dick heavy. That's a butt heavy cut. Butt fucking.
Butt fuck heavy set.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah,
David Drake.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyways,
I just feel like I have like just this weird brain. I can't ever figure out the name of songs. You know.
Let's hear it, man.
I got this one that's like my this one Mexican guy. He could get it if I let him deep inside my brown eye.
Ooh.
What does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
I think they had that in that movie with the guy who fucked the pie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, I think some of the next lyrics.
You know,
hey,
be funny.
Oh my, that guy who fucked a pie.
Yeah.
Think his name is
Jason Biggie.
Biggie.
And then he's at a restaurant. He's like, where my pie?
Where my pie?
What if it was in radio? He's like, where my pie? They served him that pie that Jason Biggie just fucked.
I don't think he'd know the difference.
Both. Yeah. No.
Oh, he likes two kinds of pie when he orders. Radio does. You want apple or cherry? Radio.
Both. Both.
Oh.
Both. She right there.
I need to see this movie. Now this is one that I wouldn't mind seeing. I would like.
I
to
like
see.
Radio, man.
Yeah.
Radio. I quote it probably way too much.
Yeah.
I used to watch it with Adam Mulling.
Oh.
Like a ton. And we would quote it to each other. And then at one point, we're both like, I don't know if this is... I mean, we're quoting this, I think, a little too much. I don't know if this is insensitive or not. And he's like, yeah, it kind of probably is.
No, man, it's a Disney like, no movie. Way,
like, oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It's totally cool. Yeah, it's where like all those kids who like Frozen.
Pie? Where my pie? Yeah, it's my Frozen.
Yeah. You know, some people love Aladdin. They love taking magic carpet rides, and other people love Frozen.
Carpet munching rides.
Well, that's another. That's another conversation.
Window licking rides.
That's another show. We only talk about butt fucking on this show. Yeah, we don't talk about that other.
Back to the butt fucking.
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah. Enough of the retards.
I was butt
lesbians.
Butt fucking.
I was fucking a butt the other day, and the song just popped in my head, like right before it came. I was like, "Let me clear my scrot." You know, but I don't know if those are the proper words, but you know, I think so. When you're fucking a butt, you just go, god damn.
Is that the sound the butt makes?
Exactly.
The sound that you make.
That's my dick farting. Oh, there's a roach on the floor. Those fucking bastards.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, fucking
That's
asshole.
What's crapping in Hollywood lately.
Roaches, boys.
Yeah. I found a silverfish in my room the other day.
Those aren't terrible, though.
No. They're scary looking,
They're scary as fuck because they're fast as shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and they're just clear. They're fucking freaky looking, man.
Oh, I'm thinking of the house centipedes or caterpillars. House,
yeah, that's house essentially what
the
they
same
are.
Thing,
yeah,
right? They
just, yeah,
like the 100 fucking legs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're furry.
They're wild looking. Yeah. They get big too. Like.
Oh yeah.
I remember seeing one in GR.
Fat as Kelly Clarkson.
Oh yeah, I'd fuck that plumper. <There you
go>. Yummy. Let me clear my scrot. Ladies.
Yeah.
What you do, you're butt-fucking a guy.
He yells.
And right when he comes, he yells, let me clear my scrot. What you do?
What you do?
What you do?
You got another one there?
Oh, yeah. I had this
buddy
that I used to listen to in the truck all the time. You know, back
give it to me.
Muskegon. Muskegon and beat my wife again.
Muskegon.
Chad Muskegon.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, oh, meat pile and Jan.
Ooh.
Do you know that song?
Meat pile, so you're...
Meat pile
in
and
a giner?
Yeah. That's what I call
like it. I like it. I like it.
Is that
a song about fucking vaginas?
Vaginas?
Uh-huh.
Give that.
I know it's rare.
You know what I like?
It's a rare treat.
It sounds like...
foreign.
It sounds
me.
Like you're going to give your meat pile a nice vagina shine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just, she squirts on
it's
it.
It's like a bowling ball.
You just give it a nice buff.
Yeah, you have her pussy spit on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, instead of a shoe shine, you just, you know...
Gine shine.
You take a load off, and then you sit down, you go to the airport, you sit down, wherever, I don't know where they have shoe shine stations, but, you know, you sit down, and then a girl just... Yeah, I don't need to explain this bit. Everyone got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of going over to somebody's house, though, and being like, hey, man... Well, what's the matter? Take a load off, and you just nut like right away. Oh, thanks, bro.
Yeah, take a load off, Fanny.
take a load on Fanny
for free.
Yeah, that's what that song's about.
Make a load on Fanny.
Yeah,
yeah. Put a load right on my D.
Make a load for Queen.
It's all in the lyrics.
Oh man,
have that vagina take a hawk a loogie on your dick.
She's got a runny pussy.
Yeah, that's
are you sick?
Play a squish.
Yeah, she just sneezes
play
on
a squish.
It. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was hooking up with this girl the other night. She hawked a loogie on my dick. spit poon.
Spit poon. Yeah. She was like,
splish splash. I was licking some gash.
Well, that was, I was going to say, we've been talking about this because we've had the same song stuck in both our heads.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought it, you, that's what you think it was.
That's one of the
splish splash.
Splish splash. I was licking some gash.
There's another one. I think it's something like Kung Pao. I was fucking a cow.
It's plumper.
Plumper,
is
plumper. That's
you're right. I'm sorry.
Dick offended. Thumper. I was humping a plumper.
Dick thumper.
I know. Yeah. What is it?
Thank you for clarifying that.
Church mass. It goes right in my butt.
Oh. I'm gonna wipe my butt and take a shit.
I'm gonna go wipe my butt and take a dick.
You know what? Pretty much.
Hold on a second. I'll just, you know, replace the soundboard and I'll just be your soundboard.
Dude, this is pretty much just goth Tim Allen. right?
if he laughed at the end,
that'd be so good.
Oh my god, terrible!
Yeah,
what was that time you were trying to get me to do ADR for something? And you're like, do the Tim Allen grunt, and I was.
Oh, it was for the. It was for Brawl.
Yeah, yeah. I was.
Yeah, it was that. It was shitty.
Well, it was like a sound. I wanted you to make like a sound similar to it.
I didn't quite.
Yeah, you. It was like close enough, but it was like a. You were. Oh, it was your. You were shocked and surprised, and I was like, just think of Tim Allen. That was like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a great director.
Well, I'm an amazing actor. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what am I gonna do? Take my dick out and fuck myself? Pat myself on the back? Yeah, what am I supposed to say?
Come on, my own back. Your ass? Go yeah. fuck yourself.
Speaking of go fuck yourself, another lyric from that song.
Yeah.
Is something like. Woo wee! I was drinking some pee.
Woo wee!
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I tried to back up enough. Are your headphones a little hot?
Yeah. Like sorry. How are hey viewers out there? How's it sounding on your end?
Oh, it sounds great. I'm an amazing audio technician.
You guys have a great toll free number for them to call and like leave.
We do. We have the sadness line, but yeah. I don't know it offhand. 1-323
69-69 yeah. It should be.
I've called that number before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it. I have it here somewhere. I don't know. I have this, but there's just so many lines in this what song.
Yeah, give me the next one, because I got a couple more. I'm not. Still,
it's like, kick, punt, I was eating some cunt.
Ooh. Aggressive. Excuse me. Yeah. I like it.
Kick, punt, I was eating some cunt.
Yeah, that's like the kick, punt, pass competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick, punt, gash.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, they changed the name because it was like 12 and under or something.
Yeah.
Lick, cunt, gash.
Mm.
Maybe. Okay. That's good. You got any...
Yeah. I think the next one is a flip flop. I was fucking a mop.
Oh.
Maybe. All right.
What part of the mop?
Squishy.
I was sitting on the handle.
Yeah, baby. Now we're getting back to where I want it. Fucking butts. Yeah, baby.
Hot dog, I am gay and a frog.
Ooh. Zip zap, I was coming on a map.
Uh-oh. That's how you choose where you're...
Yeah, that's where I'm going next.
Where am I jerking off next?
Yeah.
Backpack, Africa. Backpack. Map. Backpack.
Big queef, I was taking some beef.
Ooh.
Ooh, yummy.
Ping pong, I was flicking a dong.
Oh.
Ching chong.
Ding.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no. Retraction, retraction.
Yes, all retracted. Okay. That'll be edited later on.
Wet fart, I just shit out some art.
That's Picasso's Brown Period.
Oh.
Shit, Casso. That's not even a pun.
Pick ass.
Asso. Ooh, there we go.
Brown
pick
period.
Asshole.
I
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Pick asshole. Dick asso.
Like Will Sasso's gay brother.
That was a funny dude. I love
Will Sasso.
Funny, man. He's great.
Yeah.
He's got some fucking funny ass vines.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this one where he just like, you know, he's like pukes a lemon. It's fucking hilarious.
Does it exist anymore?
They're on YouTube somewhere. Yeah, okay. They put like compilations together.
They
and
live
shit,
on
yeah. Yeah.
forever. Mm-hmm.
This is the last one I have for that song, but it's a vroom vroom. I was deep throating a broom.
Oh, that's what. Hey, mop broom. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I always thought it was poon. Like vroom vroom. I was eating some poon. Burning up my cabbage patch kids.
Cabbage patch. Cabbage snatch.
Big sniffer, I was blowing a Swiffer.
Ooh, there you go.
Next thing, mop, Swiffer, broom. Yeah.
That's what it became.
I was going for sound effects words, so I was like looking up old comic book ones.
Oh, I should have done that. Yeah. I didn't go with anything.
No, it was fine.
Fish stick, you should give it a lick.
Oh, yeah.
Low pulp, go and give it a gulp. Pitter patter, baby batter, go splatter.
Pitter patter, baby batter.
Pitter patter, baby bladder.
Yummy,
oh, baby
dude.
Batter.
Big gulps, huh? Well, see you later.
Well, play you later.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See ya.
You got any more? I got one more.
Do you?
Well, not for that song.
What
you guys
me,
have terrible memories.
Me yeah, I don't. I, you know what?
Yeah.
We listen to weird versions of songs.
Yeah,
I thought radio
remix.
I thought radio was retarded.
No, it's just what
he's my dad.
He might as well be
spiritually.
Are these
means.
Your kids? Which
kids are yours? Both.
Both. Where my pie? Yeah. Where my
pie? Radio.
Where my wife?
Radio.
My wife.
My wife.
Radio.
Yeah, I was watching Jimmy Fallon the other day.
I'm listening.
I was.
What a hunk.
Yeah, he was doing this bit.
Chunk of hunk.
Yeah. This is such an, like, no one's going to, like, the only, like, reason I know about this, because fucking Sir Hero would always sing it, but he was doing a bit.
Go for it.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I'm just going to sing it, but it's not going to make any sense, but it's, everybody shitting on my dad's dick, it makes me fucking sick, he's got a no good schlong. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what
there's a he does a bit on the show where he's like, everybody's talking about my tight pants.
I got my tight pants. He's a hunk.
I got my tight pants on, so.
Okay.
But yeah, this episode specifically, Jimmy,
he switched it up.
Decided to shit on my dad's dick, and I was okay with it.
Half his face melted.
Yummy. Yeah.
Thanks. Up. Thanks, James.
You'll blow chunks for these hunks.
But yeah, sorry.
Chunk
of hunk. We could have skipped
man.
That one.
No, that's fine. I'll end on this song, one of my favorite gay butt fucking songs.
Ooh. No, you're speaking my language.
I'm all ears.
I might have sang it.
I'm all ears.
All ears.
Oh, no.
I think I might have sang this before, speaking of Vine, but it's like a rap song. It goes, fucked him in the bottom, now I'm queer. Fucked him in the bottom, now it seems like I'm really queer. You sound familiar?
When I hear that, all I think of is
watch your profanity.
It's from the rapper Jake.
Oh yeah, I like that. Yes.
I don't listen to hip hop
from the 6-inch.
You know,
views from the
six inch vinyl.
Yeah, there
six
you go.
Inch rubber double header.
Yeah,
ass to ass.
Oh,
I like it.
No,
ass
oh,
no.
to
ass.
Ass
to ass.
Requiem for a cream.
Gobble 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 gobble. Come on us. Gobble gobble gobble.
I'm into that.
Oh, I still can't stop thinking about a girl hawking a loogie on my dick.
Yeah, just
letting her rip.
Getting the snot. In there.
Oh boy, yeah.
Rip and drip.
What rip and drip.
My buddy Miles and I used to call coming crotch sneeze.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. This is a pretty fun one. Oh man, I just had the best crotch sneeze.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Bless you.
That'd be awful if it made a sound. It'd scare me. But like when it came out.
I think it'd be neat, man.
I legit one time.
Oh no.
It's gonna get weird, but it always gets weird. You guys know how like guys can do Kegels.
You guys know how I like guys.
Yeah, you guys know I like guys make. Oh, I've never a woman's never made me come. No, like guys can do Kegels because like apparently like it gives you a stronger boner or whatever, but also like it's supposed to help you like last longer, I guess.
Yeah, and shoot farther.
Yeah, yeah. So I was doing that for like a couple weeks, and then. And then I legit one time, like after I beat off, like it sounded like it made a fucking noise. Like it sounded like,
ooh,
yeah, like
that's like breaking the sound barrier.
Yeah,
it was
boy, that fucking yeah.
Did it just go?
Yeah. Well, I was in the desert because that's the only.
The air is thinner out there. So
I was
like,
trying to break a sound barrier joke.
Okay.
Because that's where they do it in the desert. But yep. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's like, coming out of a cactus.
And then it held it in for years.
Exactly.
Oh, speaking of cactuses, what's the world record for the most cactuses eaten?
69.
420.
Wrong. 10.
10?
A human has eaten 10 cactuses.
Full cacti?
Yes. What's the world record for the most hot dogs eaten?
69.
Oh, I don't know. Is
you're
it,
one off. It's 70.
Is it?
Is it yeah. Cody Chestnut?
It's Joey Chestnut. Chestnut. What's the record for the most McNuggies eaten?
Ooh.
Chicken McNuggies.
That sounds like a bad time.
Grimace.
It's 40 in 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Holy what? Shit.
What's the
How
world?
Do you chew that fast?
What's the world record for the fastest bottle of 24-ounce bottle of maple syrup drink?
5 seconds.
It's 5.4. So I'm like wondering if you're looking at my sheet.
No,
no, he's just this. He's got autism.
He's got the autism.
One more. I'll do one more. The most Cadbury eggs eaten.
I like Cadbury. You guys like Cadbury's?
Yeah, dude.
They're fucking good.
I like them.
Caramel. I don't like the fucking custard ones.
Oh no, I like the regular ones.
Yeah,
I like
regular,
both.
Right?
No,
the regular ones have like white
it's
filling.
Like a nougat-y.
Oh, I don't
like that
yeah,
thing.
It's like a
really?
Liquidy nougat, yeah. And it has the actual like color of like a yolk inside of it too.
Yeah. Huh. Oh,
it's maybe 50. Somebody ate fucking 50 in 6 minutes.
I just like it because it reminds me of cum. You know, I'm eating.
Full circle, just like the egg. Well, that's kind of a sphere, but, you know.
Yeah. Casey likes to eat them ass first.
Yeah, exactly.
The way I used to eat Nerds Rope. Yeah.
Nerds Rope. That's a weird anal bead.
Nerds Rope?
Yeah, it's like a training bra for fucking
it's a training anal bead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a little lump in there.
Yeah, no. You know, I worked myself up. I started with some Nerds Rope, and now I'm at baseball. So
then I moved out of the baseball. Jesus, that's a gaping asshole.
Here's a knuckleball
right
for you. If you'd like a
stretch. Stretch asshole.
Here's my third inning stretch.
Seventh inning stretch.
Seventh inning. I call my asshole the seventh inning because it's got some real stretch to it.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer it when ass box loogie on my dick.
Yeah. I'm just in the corner. He can't hit. He can't hit. He can't hit.
You're out.
The Undertaker.
I'm trying to think of more baseball shit. What's that?
Take me out to. Wait. Stretch me out through my asshole.
Fuck me right in the brown.
Buy me.
Take me some penis
in asshole,
oh,
Jack.
No.
I don't care if I ever
go black.
yeah, that's.
Well, I mean,
toot,
if you want to go to the pros,
that's true.
Because it's toot. Toot, toot for the asshole. If they don't come, it's a shame, because I'll take one, two, three dicks. My ouch.
My ouch.
Ouchie. In the old asshole. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is just a...
Play with my ball. Yeah.
It's good. It's all good. And that's the Kempos.
Oh my God.
Crunch of the week.
That's the crunch of the week. Oh my God. Anal dentata.
The Chicago Bears.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Big Bears.
Oh my God.
This is a lot of butt fucking for one episode.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't you guys usually pick a name of the show based on the theme and...
Yep. Oh, yeah,
yeah. We're going to get to that in just a minute.
Yeah, we
got to
take another break.
I hope it's not called butt fucking.
that's everything I've written down. Is
I don't
just,
think,
you know,
I don't think my
it.
Mom would be very proud
I
of me.
I wrote that one down, so that one might be good. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. Speaking of butts, we're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of the last butt or finger. Butt or finger.
Open sesame.
Hey, Joe. We're down to the last Butterfinger.
Ah! The last Butterfinger! Aha!
Aha! Simpson going deep.
Get a crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery burst in every bite of Butterfinger.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Ew!
Yeah.
Butt or finger?
Both.
Well, you know, sometimes things just come together.
Yeah.
And Casey and I always seem
we come together.
To come together.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I left the room and then they touched tips. So
just tips.
But we
buddy.
Touch butt and fingers.
All right. It's about that time. Everyone's favorite time of the rear.
Ooh.
Where are we? Name.
Tell me about it, Stan.
That.
Episode.
Jode. Yeah. Episode. Oh, I thought you were going to put another one.
Oh,
yeah,
no. Yeah. I'm just getting back to the main board.
Name that poon.
Name that poon. Poony tune.
Scared me. I nearly shit my pussy. Oh, nearly shit my pussy.
Oh, my God, Tony. Okay, so I should I just save it for next episode about that party?
What
that I went to last night?
Oh, no, it's a nice, that'd be a nice treat for the ending here.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, well, besides, oh, I already told you the highlight of that party.
McMuffin. It's me.
But
butter stuff.
I was like in the
fuck.
I was in the kitchen and they had like this really good punch and I was getting some punch and I was talking to this dude and this girl just comes up and she goes, "Hey, didn't I fuck you last year?" No. She's like, "Oh, yeah. Wait, what?" Oh, no,
remember
she was like,
"Remember that time?
Remember that time
fucked
I fucked you?" And he's like, "What?" And he's like, She's like, yeah, last year. He's like, oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, how you been? And they're just shooting the shit like it was nothing.
It was McMuffin?
No, it was some other dude. But yeah, yeah. It was so funny. And she's like, yeah, I've been like doing this guy who like really wants me to like gargle his balls and shit. And I was like,
ooh, gargle.
Yeah, I was like, that's weird.
Yummy.
Listerine.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. I don't
funny.
Not funny. Yeah. I just love that. The confidence. Just, hey, remember that time I fucked you? That's a great opening
profanity.
Line. Exactly. That's
no,
a great
that's
line.
Like one of the coolest. I like aggressive women.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's a great thing. Hey, remember that time I fucked you?
Yeah.
And you're like, I also the dude's reaction is so good. Like,
yeah, he's like, what?
Oh my God, yeah, it's you, Rachel?
Yeah. Jerry?
How you been, Jerry?
Dad?
Hey, that's what. Hey, every time I hear that in a dark alleyway. Hey, remember that time I fucked you? No, who is it? Well, it's tonight. It's right now. It's right now. All right.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah,
I don't think
funny.
I've ever had a comfortable relationship with an ex where that's happened, where they've walked up to me. I fucked you before, right?
I'm sure it had to have been face. A one-night stand thing.
Yeah, that's what it
they're
sounded
both
like.
Chill
yeah.
enough, like where it's yeah. like, yeah, yeah, hey, we fucked, and then that was it.
Yeah, it was just a funny thing.
Remember that time I cucked you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do I?
Oh, cuck.
Cuck a doodle do.
Nuck dude. If you cuck, boy. Nuck well, if you cuck.
Hey, all right.
Can you tell us a little bit about McMuffin?
I can save it for the next one.
I mean, your boobs are huge.
I want.
I mean,
but
I
yeah.
squeeze them.
So I don't want to brag. I went to a really pretty dope Hollywood party last yeah. night, and I get there and Mick,
oh, there he is on cue.
We got him
back, dude. I'm telling you, man. He heard me say Hollywood crappenings.
Got him. Got him.
Got him.
Mick Levin himself. Christopher Mintz Plaws. Is that his real name? Yeah. He was at a party I was at last night. Gross. So it was the lead singer of All Time Low. And yeah, I made best friends forever.
Yeah, I think you made some really good connections there.
No, I was just
thanks
like,
for inviting us.
I'm sorry. It
yeah,
was...
I took a squatty potty yeah. on him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, me and Jake were blowing each other the bowling alley.
Yeah, that sounded like a way better time.
Yeah, I was gauging my beehole out. I'm this close to bowling balls. I can get a
yeah?
I can get a kid's ball in there.
Kid's ball? Like kids bop, but
like a kid's testicle.
Yeah,
what's really those? Trying to yeah. get a strike there.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't work. I can fit a whole pin up there though.
One, two.
Give myself strength. A real split, you know.
Mm.
Bananas. All right.
The old 7-10 split.
Yeah.
Give the old alley cats butt fucking. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, the alley cat strike with a.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That Disney Channel movie. But yeah, that was
like
a dumb.
We
that was
saying.
A dumb fucking. Thing I just said. That was, okay, let's just cut these
speaking
last
of dumb
69
shit,
minutes.
We're at that 69. Point in the episode that everyone loves and we love the most and we're the greatest at is name that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Name that motherfucker.
I think we came up with some. You guys said you wrote some stuff down?
Yeah.
I wrote down. I wrote one thing down.
I wrote plumping for the humping.
Mm-hmm. More plumping for the humping.
Yeah. But I don't know. I like the one that you wrote down, though.
Did you write anything down? We're trying to name the episode.
Oh, of this episode?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say.
We usually just do with like things that we said.
Something that was said or just butt fucking.
Or, I mean, I don't really think my mom would want to listen to an episode called butt fucking.
No, I'm not. We're not going to name it butt fucking.
I want to call your mom right now. I know for a fact.
I have one written down, though, too.
Let's hear it.
It's Lord's Vein and Pain.
I like that.
I think that one I'm a fan of.
Are we talking when you say the Lord? Are we talking about like God or the musician? Lord.
Lord's Vein and Pain.
Yeah.
I think I'm going with the capital GOD.
Yeah. Me
you
too. Know? Me
Do you
too.
Say more plumping for the humping?
Yeah.
Dude, I love it. That's yeah.
More plumping for the humping.
More yeah. plumping for the humping, dude.
Because
I'm a big Kelly Clarkson fan.
I like it too.
Oh, I would love for her to sit on my face right now.
Oh boy.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Dude, I would slop that fucking yeah. wet loogie pussy up in a minute, dude.
Wet and squishy
yeah.
pussy for you to munch on.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait to get some more of those tapes, too.
Yeah. Well, which one would be a easier picture to make.
You know what?
Kelly Clarkson sitting on Tony's face.
It doesn't have to be me. You don't have to see the face, obviously.
No, I'd like that.
It'd be like a guy like squirming underneath her wet and sloppy, floppy pussy, dude.
While Ruben stutters in the corner like, you remember? I don't know.
Joker.
Yeah. It's a no for me, dog.
Oh, dude, I like more plumping for the humping, dude. I am we'll go all with that. About that.
I don't really
dude.
Care.
We can go
it's
with
up
that.
To you, buddy.
We'll go with how that. Do you guys normally, do you guys put it to a vote?
No, we just
pick one.
Yeah, we usually just
retarded.
Say, then,
"Hey, oh, retarded.
Yeah.
Is it me or you?" Oh,
whatever one easiest for Kuban to make a picture.
You know what they say? What three's for. A crowd. So I don't want to.
No,
hey, you know,
you're
a humpity.
You're living in house sadness right now, my friend.
It's very sad in here.
You got a room.
You just curb stomped a fucking roach. On
oh yeah,
floor.
Dude, I made him bite the curb hard.
Super sad.
Oh, yeah.
Curb stomped the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with more plumping for the humping.
More plumping for the... Because that's...
And let's get it going. Let's get the saying going.
Yeah.
I'm sick of
hashtag
more cushion
it.
For the pushing.
No, okay.
Yeah, plumping. And I... Yeah, and you know...
You know what? More plumping for the humping while you're tub thumping.
Hey.
You get knocked down, you get up, and then you fuck again.
Yeah. I would fuck
you
a
had a
girl.
Whiskey drink.
I'm not even kidding.
Had a vodka
you
drink.
Know, I... There's some good-looking bigger ladies out there.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of this, like, oh, she's plus size. She's like, you know, I don't want to get all fucking political with it, but there's
she's
some...
bus size.
Yeah, dude, I would fuck a fatty.
You say bus size.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bus, she's bus size.
Yeah. I would fuck a fatty. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
I'm
haven't
I'm
you?
Not against it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all in agreement, yeah. Then. Yeah. More plumping for the hump.
I've ridden the short bus. All right. Real douchey thing.
Mom, don't listen to this episode. Say, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm a fat piece of shit.
You dusty old queef.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, hold on. One, where's
okay.
That one? Keep talking.
Thank I got to get that. Yeah, I got to get ready for something after that too.
Oh
my
God.
More plumping for the humping.
Here's a little more to love with a plumper.
Oh, found it,
yeah,
found
dude,
it.
That was all you know, good.
I love old jingles, man.
You walk up to a girl and you're like,
hey, girl, give me that pussy.
Go in there smooth like,
you bitch.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
That's, when a D is too big in my ass, I'm like,
you bitch.
D, you bitch. Yeah. All right, that's enough.
You shitty dick.
Yeah.
I feel like even when you get with like a skinny girl, if you're with her for a while, she can become plumper too.
Yeah, you gotta plumper. You make them feel real comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, dude, you both kind of get plump.
Mm-hmm. You you pop the tires in her bike and
these are good metaphors.
Ripper yoga mat open.
Yeah, dude, these are yeah. So you both kind of, you know. You fucking split that fucking roll of crescents open and just kind of oozes out the side. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite thing, man, is fucking pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
Then you're really picking
man,
a blanket.
Man, relationships are really fun.
A little smoky in a crescent roll.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to think of that when I make a fucking batch of those this Christmas.
Are you in me yet? I can't tell. I can't tell.
Oh, sorry. I was fucking this roll.
See, that'd be cool if, like, if you, when you got fatter, if your dick got fatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if it Coke canned out, if, like, tomato sauce canned out.
It's usually just your tongue.
Your tongue gets fatter?
Yeah, I don't
know. No, your body gets
like
fatter.
You get a new, you get an extra chromosome. When you grow an extra chromosome, your tongue gets fatter.
Yeah.
Radio. All right, we're going to end
here.
Yeah,
we got to go.
We're going to end here.
Stumbling to the finish line,
very,
usual.
Very much. Exactly. Special Olympics finish here.
Exactly.
We apologize for everything. Mm-hmm. Again, as usual, thanks for listening. Sorry about all of it.
All the butt fucking.
All the butt fucking.
I don't like, apologize for that.
Yeah,
well,
dude,
no, that's, yeah, that'll, I won't apologize for that ever.
If you're a fatty, I'd still fuck you, dude. Just like, well, it's all good, man.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, man.
Call the Campos.
Yeah.
Crunch of the week.
Ooh,
they call, Tony, during the summer, he runs a fat Campos.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like that.
Swing!
Well, we
gotta bring that back. So.
Swing, try to bring that back.
Whoa. Hey, fatty, swing.
Swing.
I see you're sitting alone by yourself, fatty. Swing.
I see you're sitting on the ground because you broke the swing.
There you go.
Oh, no. So this episode, we had Tony Campos on and his friend, the Crunch.
The Crunch Munch.
Once again, you've been listening to House Sadness with Tony Cookie Crunch Campos.
Oh.
Tune in next week when I'm sure we'll talk about more, but humping and fucking.
Oh, yes, sir, we will. He's an avid listener.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
We've been trying to get the Crunch on for a while,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. I'm glad that he's returning my phone calls, finally.
Where can the fatties find you?
They can find me, you know, just hanging out, looking for them, you know, just
waiting. You got a Twitter.
Oh, yo, is Brawl online now?
Yeah,
Brawl's online. If you go on YouTube and look up Brawl, Bomb Threat, that's the name of the production company that me and Casey put together.
Okay, oh, nice. So if you search that, it'll come up first.
Yeah, if you just go on YouTube, search Brawl, Bomb Threat, you can hit me up on my cell if you want to, if you listen. And
watch it. Watch the fucking movie.
Yeah,
guys.
This movie
is so fucking sweet. Tony crushed it. Casey crushed it.
Casey crushed Burr, it. Not me. Crazy, not me.
Casey Burr, yeah.
Casey, you guys had a lot
LA
to do
yet.
With it, too. So
I didn't do shit. I ran the fucking bar at the premiere. And that was
yeah,
it.
which is still a part of it, so you know.
The Chicken King is in it, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, it's a legit funny fucking short, so watch it, you pieces of shit.
Brawl, Bomb Threat on YouTube. Go check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
If you know what's good for you.
If you like, if you're a fatty and you like getting humped, hit
comment.
Me
just comment on the on Brawl.
616-350-3376. Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Twitter, Instagram, and John Wayne Gacebook. And go to moistjunk.com.
Yummy! Chobani!
Oh, dude, can I tell it real quick before we go?
Definitely.
I have a coworker. She is an accountant. She's a little bit older. I don't want to give her name out because I don't want to be mean or anything like that. But
Kelly Clarkson.
Well, I wish. Yeah. That would have already happened a long time ago. I'm still writing her letters and she's not returning them. But I have an older... she's, you know, in her 50s. She's in an all-adult choir. She was having rehearsal in her office the other day, and she caught me as I was leaving, and she goes, "Do we have any deli meats, Tony?" And I said, "No, I don't think we carry any deli meats in the kitchen." She's like, "Oh, I'm really hungry. You know, I have rehearsal coming up tonight. I don't want to do it on an empty stomach." So, and I was like, "Well, I have a Greek yogurt in my fridge upstairs, in my like personal fridge."
"Oh, that sounds good. What kind is it?"
It's coconut, and so
I'm Chobani.
It's actually Chobani. So I went upstairs and I got it for her, and then I give it to her, and I kid you not, 2 minutes later I get an email before
Bing.
I leave. It does. It's like it does something like
you got mail.
Is it through Microsoft Outlook?
I know it does some kind of it does some kind of weird.
Yeah, I hate that fucking. I have that at work too.
All I want to do is leave. It's a Friday, and I look on my email, and I get the best message ever.
Yes,
from her name withheld, and the header. I get, is that what you
subject
call it?
Line?
The subject line. Yeah. It just says "Yummy" in all caps. It just says "Yummy,"
and
there's an exclamation point. And then I look at the actual message, and it just says, "That yogurt was so good, and it was like part frozen,
crunchy, delicious."
Oh
boy!
So thank you.
Oh, it's
so good. That made my like month.
Yeah,
that made my month. So
she's the greatest, man.
That's hilarious.
Chobani,
yummy.
If you ever need a friend, just give him a Chobani.
Yeah,
yay! That's how you make friends. Keep it a little frozen for the kids.
Ooh,
frozen.
Yummy!
Yeah. Alrighty.
Go check out moistjunk.com. I just added a bunch of House Sadness gear.
Yeah, it's getting cold out. Get yourself a beanie.
Yeah, the beanies are dope.
Beanie for your weenie.
A beanie for the weenie. I got we got snapback hats.
Oh yeah.
And
they're looking good.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's I've been going hard with this shit. I think we have three shirts.
Oh boy.
Three shirts on there. Check that out. I just made like a new logo. I'm going to put up some koozies, some fancier koozies with one of the new like crying eye, cry ball Cryball logo.
Mm. Yeah, Christmas like is coming, that. Asshole. So.
Christmas
yeah.
is coming out my asshole, yeah. in my asshole. And also, having so much fun with these episode covers, I made it so that if you have favorites, you can order it on a tote or a pillow.
Yeah.
I have a favorite.
Tell us.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, my sweet ass. That's a good one. Yeah.
I would love, I would love nothing more than to see like a friend of ours like walk into like a grocery store and
my
like,
sweet ass
catch them and be like, is that Garth Brooks? You know that's my fucking,
you know,
sweet
it
ass. Garth,
you know,
Brooks.
It's his bare ass.
Yeah,
bareback boy. yeah go check it out, you guys. It's there's a lot of stuff, and message me if there's a cover I didn't put on there, because I didn't put all of them on. I just picked out some of my favorites. There's like 20 of them.
We're getting up there in episode numbers.
Yeah. So go check it out. Yeah. Casey, go ahead with your...
Casey underscore Stoddard at Twitter and Instagram. Don't follow me. Respect my privacy, please. And tell your friends about this fucking podcast, you assholes.
Give it a shot.
That's why we don't have any friends, because I'm rude to people. No,
respect my privacy. Yeah. Don't listen to this podcast, please.
Listen to the podcast. Just don't bother me.
No, this is
personally.
This is some good stuff.
No, like, it's a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun.
So just spread the word. You know, we're trying to grow.
Spread
this
your
thing.
Cheeks. Spread the words like
spread
my
the turd.
Cheeks. Spread the turd.
Yes.
We're gonna end this one on a little special treat here for you guys with Tony the Man Campos.
The crunch.
The crunch. Tony.
Oatmeal chocolate chip faggots.
This is how he ends every year of his Fat Campos. Is singing a little karaoke. So Tony,
let's go, ladies.
If you'd like to
let's go.
Take it away.
Thank you for listening.
Cookie crunch. Here's this thing. We started off friends. It was cool. It was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Well, since you've been gone, you dedicated, you took the time. It wasn't long until you called your mind. Yeah, yeah. Well, since you've been gone, and I never hear you say, it's hard picturing me with you. And that's it, hear me say, well, since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. But I'm on my own, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I got what I want. Since you've been gone, how can I put it? You put me on. I even fell for your stupid love song. Yeah, yeah. Well, since you've been gone, how come I never hear you say, I just wanna be with you? I guess I never felt that way. But since you've been gone, I got what I want.
since you've been gone. Since you've been gone. Since you've been gone.